After some months,
the great sages of Chitrakoot started to move away. Lord Ram inquired,
"What is the reason?"
They explained that there's terrible rakshasas
plaguing the hermitages of great rishis all over the Dandakaranya forest. We have to move to another place.
Ram was thinking, without the association of these great devotees,
Chitrakoot is not such a nice place.
He was also thinking, because the residents of Ayodhya know where we are, out of their natural love, they may come and bother us. And when they heard about these rakshasas, they decided that it was really their duty to serve the great rishis and sages by getting rid once and for all these rakshasas.
Thus, Sitaram and Lakshman departed from Chitrakoot and entered deeper into the Dandakaranya forest.
On their path, they met Atri Muni and his very noble and chaste wife, Anasuya. Lord Ram requested Sita to inquire from Anasuya about the duties of a perfectly chaste wife. Sita very submissively inquired from Anasuya and learned these most treasured duties of a chaste woman. Sita is the ultimate perfection of all chastity. She is the supreme goddess of fortune. But yet it is her lila to take a subordinate position from her devotee and learn as a humble student. Anasuya was so very pleased with Sita that she awarded her gifts of garments and jeweled ornaments. With Ram's permission, Sita accepted them.
They continued. As they went deeper into the forest, the dark jungles of Dandakaranya, one day, this horrible, horrible rakshasa appeared before them. He was very tall, like a mountain. He used to smear his body with the blood and the fat of dead humans and animals. For rakshasa, that's like perfume. One man's food is another man's water. He was ugly as anything, with big, sharp teeth, pointed ears, long arms. He looked like he could devour the world.
He looked at Ram and Lakshman. He said, "You are hermits with the matted hair, and you have deer skin and tree bark on your bodies. That means you are sages. But you are holding bows and arrows. What nonsense, sage! You're supposed to be thinking that God will protect you. Why are you holding bows and arrows? And not only that, but you're living as renunciates, and you have this beautiful woman with you. You are hypocrites. You are a disgrace to the renounced order. Therefore, today you will die, and I will take this beautiful woman for myself."
"Tell me, who are you before I kill you and eat you?" Lakshman said, "This is Ram, the son of Dasarath, and I am Lakshman, and this is his beloved wife Sita."
He said, "Not anymore. My name is Viradha. And I am the Rakshasa that dwells in this part of the forest. This beautiful young lady I am accepting today as my wife. We will roam through the jungles of Dandakaranya together, enjoying the pleasures of sensual love. And as for the two of you, I can smash you with my teeth, drink your blood, and chew on your flesh at this very moment. But I'll give you a chance to get out now. And I won't harm you. But this woman stays with me. Instantly, this Rakshasa, with his long, terrible arms, he grabbed Sita.
She was weeping and crying. Ram, save me.
Ram saw this mountainous, huge beast.
But playing the role as a human, he began to cry. He said, "Oh, Sita, how will I live without you? You're being taken away by this man. What will I do? Better I don't live any longer." Lakshman said, "Ram, why are you crying? You can easily kill this demon. I am your servant. Just honor me. I'll show you what I will do to him." Ram wanted to show his love for Sita in separation. Thus, they started shooting arrows at Viradha.
He started to scream. He put down Sita, and with his two long arms and massive hands, he grabbed onto Ram with one and Lakshmi with the other. Then he started walking away in the jungle with them. Sita was all alone in the Dandakaranya forest. She started to cry. "Ram, Lakshman, don't leave me alone in the jungle. You have promised to protect me. Don't leave me alone." When Ram heard the crying of Sita, he took his sword, cut off one of the arms of Viradha. Lakshman took his sword, cut off the other arm of Viradha. Then they started beating him and shooting arrows at him. And Viradha screamed and fell to the ground. But he wouldn't die. So they just kept shooting more and more and more arrows at him and stabbing him and slashing him and stabbing him and slashing him and kicking him and punching him. But whatever they did, he wouldn't die. Sri Ram told Lakshman that this demon has been given a benediction that he cannot die by any type of weapon. There's only one way to kill him. The way Rakshasas are often killed, we have to dig a big, big hole in the ground and bury him to death. So Lakshman dug this big hole, and they started burying him. Then the Rakshasa spoke. He said, "Thank you very much. I have been waiting for you. My name is Tumburu. And I was a Gandharva. And I was serving Kuvera. But one day, when I was supposed to be doing my service for Kuvera, I was playing with an apsara. So Kuvera cursed me to have this ghastly Rakshasa form. And I performed tapasya, that I couldn't be killed with any weapon. This was the boon I received. But thank you, because I was given the benediction by Kuvera, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ram, comes. He will kill you, and then you will return to my abode." So with a very gracious and thankful heart, Viradha, he thanked Ram and said that you should go to the ashram of the great sage Sarabhanga, and he will give very important information to you. Then they buried him
and he died.
Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. They proceeded in the forest toward the hermitage of Sarabhanga. As they approached, the forest was very, very beautiful
and well kept.
And just over the hermitage of Sarabhanga, there was the golden chariot of Indra with his associates. Sarabhanga, he was waiting for Sri Ram. He fell at Ram's lotus feet and worshipped him with great love and devotion and tears in his eyes. He said, "My dear Lord, I know exactly who you are. You are the supreme worshipable Lord of all living beings. I have been here in the Dandakaranya forest performing austerities for many long years. And the fruit of my austerity was that Indra has personally come on his chariot with his servants to bring me to his heavenly abode so that I can enjoy the fruits of all of my tapasya. But I told Indra that I do not want to go to the heavenly planets. I want to sit here and wait till Ram comes, because I want to serve you. Now the perfection of all my meditations has borne fruit. I am seeing your lotus feet. And after seeing your lotus feet, O Lord, I have no desire whatsoever to go to the heavenly planets of Indra. I only want to serve you and your devotees." Sarabhanga sent Indra back to Indraloka. And Lord Sri Ram gave him a benediction that because of your devotion and faith in me, on this very day, you will go to the abode of Vishnu, transcendental to all of the planets within this material existence. Hearing that benediction, Sarabhanga, meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Ram, ignited the fire element within his body, and his body burned to ashes. And right in front of Ram, Lakshman, and Sita's eyes, his original spiritual body appeared and ascended to Vaikuntha. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. However, just before he left, he told Ram that it will be a fulfillment of your purpose if you go to the ashram of Sutikshna. Sitaram and Lakshman progressed to the hermitage of Sutikshna. He greeted them with great devotion. In the course of their dialogue, the great sage explained to Ram how there are so many sages in this forest who have been killed by the Rakshasas. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands. There's places in the Dandakaranya forest where you can just see the bones of great rishis who are tortured, murdered, eaten by these Rakshasas. They will not allow anyone to chant any mantras. They will not allow anyone to chant the names of the Lord. They will not allow anyone to even perform yajna. That is their business. They'll kill anyone and anything. But especially they are hunting for Brahmins and Rishis. So please, Ram. He appealed to Ram to perform this work of killing the Rakshasas of the Dandakaranya forest. Sita heard this. She understood then what the mission of her husband would be. Ram was especially looking for the ashram of Agastya Muni, knowing that he lived
only two yojanas from where we are now.
So, when Lord Ram came to Agastya Muni,
he fell at the feet of this great sage, worshipped him with great honor. And the great sage Agastya worshipped Ram as his lord.
That particular place where Agastya Muni was living,
he performed many wonderful, wonderful activities.
One of them is he came there to kill two terrible, terrible Rakshasas.
One's name was Vatapi and the other was Ilvala.
They were a team and their business was to kill great personalities who worshipped God. The way they would do it is Ilvala would disguise himself as a Brahmin. Very gentle, handsome, harmless-looking Brahmin. What he would do is he would go and invite these great sages and rishis to come to his home. He explained that he was performing the shraddha for his departed relatives. And you have to get the best possible Brahmin to take the remnants of the offering of the shraddha for it to be successful. So he would say, please, please, oh great sage, come and take the remnants of my father and forefather Shraddha. So of course they wanted to please this nice-looking Brahmin. But what he would do is his other friend, Vatapi, he would take the form of a sheep. Ilvala would kill the sheep and make them into little pieces of meat and then put it hidden in the Shraddha Prasad.
Hare Krishna. Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Vatapi was a great mystic. The Brahmin would eat it. Then Ilvala, he would just call out, Vatapi! Come out! And then Vatapi, who was a little piece of food in his stomach, would assume his full form and just rip his way out of the belly of that Brahmin and completely tear him to pieces. And then they would eat the remnants of him. So they killed thousands and thousands and thousands of Brahmins in this way.
And Agastya Muni heard, all these great Brahmins are being killed by these Rakshasas. So he came to the Dandakaranya forest. And Ilvala invited him to take the shraddha remnants. So Agastya Muni said, yes, yes, certainly I will take. So he ate it. And then Ilvala called out, Vatapi, Vatapi, now, come out! Usually he would just come ripping through the stomach to kill the person. But this time nothing happened. Ilvala said, Vatapi, come out! Agastya Muni said, with the fire of my digestion, I have burned him to death. Agastya Muni is very famous for having very strong fire. When he heard out that his Rakshasa killing partner was killed, Ilvala became so angry. He just roared in his original form and went to attack Agastya Muni, who just looked at him and by his glance burned Ilvala to ashes. Thus protecting the Brahmins of Dandakaranya. When Ram, Sita, and Lakshmi approached Agastya Muni,
he entered into a state of meditation. From his meditation, a formidable, effulgent, golden bow and arrows were manifested. He gave this bow and arrows and various other celestial weapons to Sri Ram and told him, this is the bow of Vishnu himself that was entrusted under my care.
take this bow and use it to kill the Rakshasas. And here is the quiver of Indra, the astras of the gods. He gave him swords and shields that were all used by Vishnu himself to kill demons. Full of powers. Ram took them with great reverence, bowed at the feet of Agastya Muni.
Then Lord Ram explained that we want to find a very nice, beautiful, peaceful place to stay, where there is nice river and waters, forests and flowers, many, many rishis living. Can you tell us where we can find such a place? Agastya Muni explained, yes. Only two yojanas from my ashram here is Panchavati. It is a beautiful place. He described the beauty and glories and Puranic histories of this place. Following the instructions of Agastya Muni, Lord Ram, along with Sita and Lakshman, came to Panchavati. Ram told Lakshman, please find a very beautiful place to build our house. I would like it to be a place that is close to a water, where there's beautiful flower-bearing and fruit-bearing trees surrounding it, because Sita likes that type of atmosphere. Find the most beautiful, charming place for Sita to enjoy. And also, I would like if it also has nice, flat, sandy ground to sleep on. Lakshman told Ram, I am your servant and your slave. You choose the place, and I will build your house. So Ram looked around, and he came to this very place where we are sitting right now. And he was so much charmed by the beauty and the purity of this atmosphere. He said, Lakshman, build our house right here. Lakshman, with great, great, great devotion, he got the poles of bamboo to make the pillars for the house. He took the holy soil of Panchavati, made it into mud to make the walls of the house. Then he took branches, leaves and flowers to make the roof of the house, and the very sand of this holy place was the floor. It was a beautiful, beautiful little forest-dwelling cottage built by the loving hands of Lakshman as the residence for Sita and Ram.